This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
Including the Caps, who have brought back one of the best players they've ever had, and that's Adam Oates. And we are so pleased to have him on the show today. He said he was going to go out yesterday and play the lotto. Adam, what numbers did you play?
Yesterday, I think anything I played might have won.
We thought maybe you'd share them with us. So you get the call to the Hall, and then you get the news that you're going to be the new head coach. What has this been like for you?
Deb, it was absolutely fantastic. It was actually the other way around. I got the news in the morning about the job, and quite frankly, I was so excited. I was calling my family and friends and telling everybody, and I got this phone call, and I didn't answer it, and then George McPhee texted me, "You might want to answer that call." And it was the Hall of Fame. I'm like, "You got to be kidding me. Oh, my God."
That's wild.
Yeah, it was. I was so excited. It slipped my mind. And talk about what a present. Wow.
I mean, I was going to ask you, with the job thing, you go through the process and you probably have an idea or feeling where you are in that process. But with the Hall of Fame thing, like you said, I could see where it might slip your mind. You've been up for it before. You're obviously a terrific candidate, and deservedly you got into the Hall of Fame yesterday, probably a little bit overdue with the numbers you put up in your career. But, was there any tip off at all in terms of the Hall of Fame? I mean, the job you might have known, but the Hall of Fame, like I said, that's a phone call that just comes, I guess.
Yeah, and the answer is no tip-off. I knew nothing about it. Other than the fact that I woke up yesterday in Toronto and read the Toronto Star, and I saw the names, I went, oh, you never know. And then George phones me, and then all of a sudden I got the call from Jim Gregory, and it was just, what a day. Incredible. You can't put it into words.
Now, somebody was saying your phone must have been blowing up yesterday. Give us a couple of your favorite messages or voicemails, emails, phone calls that you got about both accomplishments.
It's amazing the people that reach out to you. And, how do they get my number? Like, my junior coach came to mind, Tim Gibb and his wife reached out to me. People from all over the country, all the cities you play in. Marty St. Louis texted me, oh, my God, talk about loud. Go play golf. You're going to get a hole in one. just everybody that you're involved with in hockey, it's fantastic. And it was tough because I was trying to get a hold of my dad. My dad was playing golf, and obviously, the first person I wanted to tell, so it was difficult. But I got a hold of him, and great day for him. It's always your mom and dad. I mean, it's so special for them.
All right, well, now you're in the Hall of Fame, ho-hum. I mean, a big deal there.
Not
right.
What?
No big deal. But now you step in today and you have the announcement there, and we heard you talk about how you weren't sure, you didn't think you would ever come back to the Washington Capitals organization. I mean, it sounds like there's extra emotion here, not only to become a head coach, but to become a head coach in Washington, where, as you said, you spent a lot of time during your career.
Yeah, I ended up spending the longest here in my whole tenure, you have great memories about every city you play in. You do. And it's one of those things as an ex-player, whenever you're watching a game, if it happens to be one of your old teams, there's just a little extra feeling in there, a little, sentimental. And obviously Washington, it was big for me. And it was first team I went to the finals with. A lot of great memories. And then obviously the coaching job came available. And, just in the back of your mind, you're wondering. And to have a chance to coach the team now is just extra special.
What was the interviewing process like? Had you been through something like that before?
No, I never had. And I'm sure every general manager has his own process, as does George, and it's obviously their private thing. And, I wouldn't want to violate that, but it was extensive and very enlightening, actually.
Adam, what do you think as you go into this? Your first head coaching job anywhere. I mean, you had a fantastic career as a player. You've been an assistant coach in a couple of places. When you look at things now and you head into this, what is the first thing really on your agenda moving forward here? What are some things you have to do before you get to the ice?
The first thing I want to do is reach out to some of the coaches I worked with and other guys I've connected with in the league, and I pick their brains and form a plan. I kind of have an idea of how I want to play the game and how I want to approach the players, but I just want to get as much information as I can before I formulate the overall scheme of how it's going to start and the process that how you start selling it to the players. So I think really reaching out to the other guys that I know and coming up with my own scheme of it.
Last thing for me, you've got some really talented players there in Washington. What excites you about coaching Alex Ovechkin and Nick Backstrom and some of those guys?
Well, just what you just said, the talent that, you know, they've been the focal point for the league for a little while, along with some of the other guys, and I think it's very similar to the team I was assistant coach with last year, having some, you know, marquee guys, and I think I can connect with these guys, and I think they'll like the style I want to play, and the communication I'll have with them, and I think, it's going to work out well. I'm very excited about it.
Hey, Adam, let me ask you one more thing here about your playing career, because, again, I mean, an unbelievable career. When you think of, I think of playmakers in a National Hockey League, it's, you know, in my lifetime, it's Wayne Gretzky and then Adam Oates. I mean, it's just that simple. And, I mean, you had some fantastic years in St. Louis with Brett Hull, in Boston with Cam Neely. There have been other players who've really thrived playing alongside you. Chris Simon, for example, not known as a goal scorer, came up with I think he had 25-plus goals one year in Washington playing with you. What was it about your game that you think translated so well to working with guys who can put the puck in the net?
I think just the way my father taught me to play the game as a centerman, that he always felt that you should make your line mates better. And because of that, that means you have to distribute the puck. And so you had to learn how to use your backhand so you could go both directions. And I kind of like grew into that and liked it. And when you pass the puck as a kid, your teammates like you. And it snowballed and just became, you know, the way I wanted to play the game. And I believe that. I believe a center should make his line mates better. And you got to play both ends of the rink and spread the wealth. You know, it's kind of like a point guard in basketball. They got to look to pass before they shoot. And that's the way my dad raised me, and that's, you know, the way I developed my career.
Well, we're really going to miss you in New Jersey, but really wish you well. Opening night, as you know, against the Devils, a team.
Yeah, I saw that.
And Pete DeBoer said just 5 minutes ago on our show that you owe him those 2 points, okay?
Oh, yeah, okay, I do, for sure.
All right, good luck, Adam. We'll see you opening night.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, so that's Adam Oates.
Love what you hear? It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.